Hi, friends. Welcome to the Neighboring Well podcast, where we explore what it means to connect with the people around you and how to get better at finding and cultivating meaningful relationships. My name is Kaylee.
And I'm Tiffany.
So today I'm going to go ahead and kind of pass it off to Mom to kind of, we've got a new format. It's a new year. We're going to try a little bit of a different hands-on experience. So Mom's going to go over that a little bit.
Yeah, so we got a little bit of feedback from some friends and people that have been listening. And so we decided on this new format for this year, and we'll see how it goes. So what we're going to do is every 2 months, we're going to plan an event, and hopefully you can follow along with us and work on the same things we're doing. And we can all just get really good at connecting with people and hosting. So moving forward, the format will be week one. We will introduce this new event, kind of the inspiration for it, what made us think of doing this. And then we'll also go over who you're going to invite and the invitation process. So that'll be kind of week one, which is today. And then week two will be planning the event, everything from what activities, decorations, all that kind of stuff. Week three, after you have it all planned, the invites are out and you're just waiting for the date of the event, we'll be focusing on relationships. So how to connect better at your event, what things maybe to do that would foster a better connection. And then after the event, the fourth week, we will debrief how it went well, what things we would change. And maybe looking forward, if it made you think of anything you would want to do in the future, like this worked really well. And so I think I'm going to plan that for my next event. So that's kind of the format. We plan on posting a podcast every other week. We're basically 2 weeks a month we'll post. And so even though it's a 4 week layout, it's over the course of 2 months. So every other week we'll have a podcast, and the in-between week we're hoping will be your work week, where you're actually taking what you've listened to and learned and putting it into practice and doing something about it. So we're really excited today. Kaylee's going to lead us off with our first event. So what do you have for us first? Okay.
All right. So it's going to be kind of January, February time. And so we're trying to think of a good event that would be maybe like Valentine's Day themed, or even just something that'll be good for like winter, you know, and when you can't really go outside and do a whole lot. So I'll kind of introduce just like what I've come up with for my event. You guys are welcome to take whatever you want from this and make your own thing. But so my event theme is just going to be called A Heartfelt Evening, and it's going to be very loosely based around Valentine's Day. So if you want to do it with your significant other, you can totally do that. If you want to do it with a roommate, it's also something you could do in a non-romantic relationship. If you want to invite, you know, a small group of friends over, but the goal of this is to keep it somewhat small, so that you can actually really get to know the people that you are inviting over. So I'll kind of go through, I've worked out a couple different like activities that I think would be helpful. Just, I want it to be very hands-on. I really wanted it to be something where you don't have to do a whole lot of planning if you don't want to. And you don't have to spend a lot of money or like go out to dinner or something. So I want everyone to kind of imagine, you know, you gathering whoever you're thinking, whether it's your spouse. For me, it's just going to be me and my spouse. Or, you know, if you have a roommate you want to get to know better, or if you have a couple friends that you've been wanting to get to know on a deeper level, you're going to have them over. And the first thing you're going to do,
I want to say too, before we move on, is you could even do this with one of your kids.
Yeah.
This activity could go with anyone that you just want to get to know them better and just like connect with their heart, you know?
Totally.
So it doesn't have to be a romantic relationship. It can be anybody, any age, just see what works for you and then plug these things in.
Yeah. This would be a great family night. Like it's a really good kind of all across the board one.
Yeah.
So first thing that I'm planning on doing is just once everybody kind of is together, whoever you're inviting, we're going to have a playlist kind of planning thing. And so everyone's going to get together and you're going to make a cute little playlist, whatever. You can either have it be kind of themed like, you know, hanging out together, or like a playlist that you'll play when you are cooking, or a playlist like these are people that you'll probably see more often. And so it's something that you could turn on in the background that you both enjoy for like the next year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is great because it's also a good like icebreaker. And so it can help, especially when these are people that you know well, but you want to kind of start off the night on like a good foot of like getting to know each other and connecting. And if it's someone you know really well, like a kid or a spouse, then you can have, you know, everyone is adding songs and you tell a story to the song that you're adding, or, you know, something that helps you get to know them.
Yeah. And you could even also do like, guess who submitted this song? How well do you know each other? Who submitted this song? And kind of laugh about different personalities.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. So the next thing that you'd move on to would be the cooking experience. And so that it can be as simple or as complicated as you want it to be. This is something that you would plan ahead a little bit, just so you have all the ingredients you need, and you would just, you know, you can play your playlist in the background, or if people are still making it, some people can be cooking and talking, and you just want it to be kind of like adding in another aspect of the night without feeling like you're going from one thing to the next thing to, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And the way you connect those is you do the playlist activity and then you play that while you're doing the next section, which is cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. And if there's some people, like if you have your whole family and you don't want everyone in the kitchen at once, then some people can still be working on the playlist while you're, you know, making soup with some other people who wanted to help cook, or you could do pizza, like homemade pizzas with fun toppings. You could do, you know, whatever you feel like.
Candy making.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the next thing would be, if you have some people who would like to be a little more creative, then I am thinking of doing some kind of craft. I'm not a huge craft person. Like, that's just not, I don't really enjoy that. But I do feel like this adds something that you can take away from the evening. So I know some people that have gotten like fun mugs, and you know, everyone has their own mug and you paint it, and, or you have, you know, it's just something that people can remember the night. Like after the night, they can take it, use it, and they can remember like, oh, this is something we made together. And it kind of, you know, it's like the less cheesy version of a friendship bracelet.
Well, and it's kind of reminded me of this game that I did with Dad when we were first married, and it was Valentine's and we didn't have any money. And I was trying to plan like a really romantic, nice evening. And I made a Monopoly game. And so I just got a poster board and I cut out from cardstock the cards that would represent, you know, each space on the board. And instead of writing the traditional Monopoly things, I wrote down places that we had been together or lived or like dating. Like we went to this place on this date. And then those cards that, you know, when you do Monopoly and you land on it and you can buy it and then you get to collect that card. So then those cards, I had more specifics about that event. And I was thinking that would be, if you're not into crafts, that would be fun too, is how did you meet this person or these people? So if it's couples, they could talk about their spouse. Maybe you just have a bunch of cards cut out and they can write down like dates they remember, and then you're kind of, and you can kind of reminisce while you're doing it, like, oh, remember when we did this? And you'd be sharing that with the group and they'd get to know you better. And then you take home this game or thing that's just kind of meaningful about your relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like that's something, that's another point I want to bring in, is like, you can totally reorganize whatever you want. Like, if you have it all planned out this way and then the night of you're like, we're just not really feeling that, then throw it out the window. You can always do the craft a different time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could do games, you could do whatever you want. But this is just the point of this is after you are, you know, cooking, if you're like waiting on it to be done, or if you want to do something while you eat together, this is something that is engaging in kind of a playful way. So you want whatever this activity to be playful. And then the next thing, I've kind of combined a couple ideas that I had. I wanted to have something that was like a tasting night or something that was where you pair different flavors together and you each make your own kind of concoction, but it's easy. And so this could be either making fun drinks like Italian sodas. I know I've seen a lot of like mocktails. People are making a lot of like fun mocktails with things. So maybe you have some fun mocktail ingredients laid out that people make their own mocktails. You could have just some fun cheeses and chocolates and fruit and see different pairings of those.
I saw a cooking show recently that they were making chocolates like truffles, I think, and they had different toppings that you were rolling the chocolate part of the truffle in, and one of them was dried flowers, like edible dried flowers.
Oh.
And one of them was nuts, and one, anyway, they had just like random really interesting different things you could roll it in. And so even something as simple as that, like here's your basic chocolate, but then what are you going to add to it to make it, you know, your personal thing?
Yeah. And this, I want this to be intrigue. I want there to be some kind of intrigue there that people can express like their creativity and kind of just, you know, have these different flavors that you come up with. And so after you can kind of do that, I love movies. And so I think I'm going to end the night just with a movie night. And so you'll take whatever tasting treat, you know, you have, and depending on what dinner you made, maybe you ate it before, maybe it's just now ready, but then you can have a movie that's already picked out that you both agreed on, and you'll just watch a movie and eat your snacks and talk.
And I think I'm going to do mine a little different. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to do a movie, because whereas yours is just you and Bryson, mine is going to be other people, other couples. And so I can't decide yet if I want a movie or not. And so for mine, instead of a tasting, I think I'm going to do a snack bar where you have same idea. You have this a bunch of different things where you're either doing like trail mix or popcorn. And then you have things that you would add into it. And maybe you have just the normal candy type stuff or nuts or coconut. But then maybe you have some really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That would be kind of playful, you know, peppers or I don't know, depending on what kind of snack bar you're doing. So I'm kind of thinking more along those lines, and I'm still going back and forth if I'm going to do the movie or not. Because when you have a bunch of couples, sometimes it's fun to watch a movie, but if they all took time out of their night, you don't know if you want to just sit and watch a movie. So, next week when we talk more about this and the planning of it, I'll let you know what I've decided to do in place of a movie.
Yeah. And on that note, there is some things that I have. So I've got this whole idea of what I'm doing, and there's some things that I was like, hey, I want to know how to like enhance this better. Like, what can I add to this that'll enhance the evening? And so there's some things I found on AI, just some research that we'll bring up next podcast as well. So that's coming this week. I definitely want to focus on just the inspiration of it. And you really want to nail down like a why of your get together. And so now that we've kind of gone over the overall, you know, what's going to happen, I think just moving on to the reason that I have like picked these activities the way I have is because I really feel like we need, at least me, like I need more heartfelt connection in my life. And I love the idea of having a really small group and like having an event that's just a one or like just a two person event. Even a one person event would be kind of cool, like just yourself, you know, but like having something where you're practicing hosting and pulling together meaning into gathering people. And so I'm hoping with this event, it'll be something that we can both split up. I'm going to have Bryson pick what aspects he wants to do, and then I'm going to pick aspects that I want to work on. And we're both going to bring things together, and I'm not going to tell him what to do with his stuff. He's going to come up with his own. I think he wants to do the meal and something else. And so I do definitely encourage, like with a heartfelt evening, you definitely want people to be adding things to it. Have them come and help, you know, and like have a role. Especially since it's going to be a somewhat small group. I think that's really important aspect of this event.
Yeah. And I think we started this way because as the year goes on, we're going to progressively make things a little more challenging. So we're starting out, there's really nothing to lose. It's just you or you and a friend or partner, and or maybe, you know, a couple, but it's a very small gathering and it's no pressure. They're the people that you already know, but want to get to know better. And if something doesn't work out, they don't care. So this is like low to no pressure at all with this event. And then as the months go on, we'll add more where by the end, we'd like to have something where you're actually having people you don't know come to your gathering and meet new people. So we're hoping to take you step by step to get to that point. And to be honest, we're actually taking ourselves to that point.
I'm a little nervous.
We're a little nervous. And so it's like, right, if this is what we want, we've got to practice just like you guys. So
Think of it as like in yoga, you know, when you have the poses that are like, what's the word?
That's how
it's
we know you don't do yoga.
I did it this morning. I did yoga once.
Downward dog.
It's like the easy version of the pose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's what this is. Like, it is still supposed to be your limit. Like, it is, it's still supposed to be like stretching you. So I definitely am going to like plan things out so that I don't fall into this. It's just a movie night with me and Bryson. Like, no, this is an event. It's for two people.
It has a purpose. It's an event.
It has a purpose. It needs planning. I'm not even thinking of it as a date night because that we do consistently enough, you know, and so I want it to be something that we're both planning an event together for just us and see how that goes.
This should be more special than just a normal get together with friends or a normal date night. We're trying to get to the point where we're actually putting some thought planning into whatever we're going to do.
Yeah. And I think it's fun because while you're exercising your hosting skills and your planning skills and all of that, you have so much room to mess up and so much room to just have fun with it because all these people that you're inviting are people that you know well.
Right.
Or at least, you know, like you either live with or you see on a regular basis. Like, these should be people that you don't feel super worried about hanging out with.
Yeah. And I think so. One of the other things we want to talk about today is who those people are going to be, how to decide who you want to invite to this first event. So what do you think would be some criteria you would think about when making that decision?
I definitely think for me, a lot of it revolves around, I get kind of like anxious when it comes to inviting people that I don't know over. And I think a lot of people do. Or even just like hanging out with people I don't know super well. And so I wanted that aspect to not be there for me. It's kind of like training wheels, you know, like tackling one thing at a time. And so I think that's definitely an important aspect for me.
And I think also learning to limit your guest list. This is something that if you've ever listened to or read Priya Parker's book, The Art of Gathering, or she has a really great newsletter we've mentioned before, but she always talks about limiting your guest list. And I think that goes back to, if you have a purpose, then these small gatherings help you to limit to just the people that would accomplish that purpose. So for you, it's Bryson, because you're trying to just have some deep, meaningful connection, especially since you guys are young and working and going to school and almost like passing in the night, where you don't have a ton of time where it's just you two. You're with colleagues at work, or you're with, you know, students at school. And so you're wanting this connection with your husband. And for me, part of my thinking is my husband loves people. And so he loves to do things, just the two of us also. But I'm kind of the same, where I get lazy and every date night's like, well, let's just me and you go to dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, I do want to invite some more people, but I'm not inviting everybody I know. This isn't like, oh, I'm worried they're going to be left out, or I'm worried that I'm going to offend somebody. This isn't that. This is just maybe one other couple, possibly two or something, where I can actually practice being intentional about a date night and not just going to my default go out to dinner. And maybe even trying something that, like, cooking's not my thing. I would like to be a better cook, but whenever I think about cooking for a gathering, it stresses me out. And usually I think, okay, who's coming to this, and can they cook? Can I just have them? Can I just say, hey, you're like really good at this. Could you do this? And I'll do like the other stuff. And so for me, you know, the cooking together is great, because it's not me having to have everything ready. It's, hey, we're going to do this together. So if it doesn't work out, it's on all of us. It's not like, I'm not a good cook. So think about who you want to invite, what your purpose for the gathering is. And also maybe, I mean, part of that purpose and who you want to invite is, I need to get better at this. Who would be a safe person that I could try this with?
Who can I mess up with?
So think about that, and don't be worried about offending people, because you're going to invite those other people at other times during the year. So it's not like this is your one event and they weren't invited. This is just another event you're practicing, and you're going to have plenty of chances to invite everybody you'd ever want to to your next event.
And I will say, there definitely are people that we all have that we maybe hang out with, you know, a lot, or maybe we feel like we should hang out with them a lot or something like that. If there is an aspect of like guilt in inviting someone, this is not the event for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to use as an example, if I lived near you and I was planning an event or something, it's like, oh, should I invite my mom? Like, she's close to me. This would be good. If you have that dynamic and you're like, I don't know, and you have maybe a guilt there, don't do that. Don't go there. That you want these people to just be people that there is no social tension. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there might not even be tension in your relationship, but it might be tension of the guilt of not inviting that person.
Right. Yeah. Like, you might have a fine relationship with them, but don't invite them just because it's like, oh, well, I should probably invite this person because they're close to me or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, I mean, I'm like your favorite person, so of course I'd be invited.
Exactly. But, yeah.
Good thing you don't live by me, Kaylee. Because I might just show up on your doorstep and be like, oh, you're having a party?
Is this the night?
I would never do that.
That's funny.
Probably.
Most likely.
Yeah. No, and I guess that's a good cue also. And we'll probably go into this on later occasions, but if you don't get invited to a party, that's okay. It does not mean people don't like you. It just means for this specific event, they couldn't invite everybody. And maybe they invited you to the last three parties and they were like, I should probably branch out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Beautiful part about like connection relationships. Like, everyone's at a different stage of connection. And so, there's parties for every stage of connection.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will be our first event. A couple other things we might throw in and talk about next time are the photo booth option. I thought that'd be kind of cool. Like you can do a fun photo booth. You could either not require, but invite your guests to dress up in a certain way, like have a theme or not have a theme and just have some fun props at a photo booth.
Yeah.
And also, we really like ending the night on a personal note so that when they leave, or in your case, you're not leaving, but when the party's over and you're going to bed, you just have this like warm feeling and just feel so appreciated. So ending your gathering with a personal note, maybe for me and Dad, for example, maybe we each write a little note to our guests. Like I would write to all the women, he'd write to the men of like, this is what I appreciate about you or about our friendship. And then you send them home with this and then whatever treats they made, you know, kind of as a take home. So we're going to talk about some things like that too, how to start, how to end meaningfully. And I think it's going to be fun. It's definitely holding me accountable. You know, I've got, since we have to record and talk about these things each time, then it's going to happen. So hopefully this will happen for you too. And between weeks, on the off weeks, you'll get to planning. So,
and definitely check out, I mean, we're just getting into this, so we're going to start slow, but we're going to try to have interaction on Instagram to kind of keep people accountable in between the episodes of just like, hey guys, this is what we're working on this week. Here's some tips on, you know, where to start kind of thing. And
I think we're also going to, we're not big into interviewing other people a lot, but I have a great friend that is throwing, she has thrown a huge ball for years. Like it's amazing. And she invites people and she doesn't know them all. And anyway, so down the road, as we get to some of these more big events, we might have some people come on and join us that have done these things and see how they got started and how it turned out and if it's still going, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully look forward to some of that this year. And so Kaylee, what would be the takeaway? What's their homework for this coming week?
I highly recommend just kind of using what we've laid out as far as like goals wise, like heartfelt evening, try to stick to that unless you really are, you know, passionate about something else. But try to find a heartfelt evening, maybe an event kind of outline of what you want to accomplish that night and just start there. And next week that we record, we're going to be going over all the super fun details. I'm really excited. I have a lot of, you know, interior designer. I have a lot of fun, cute little ideas that I'm really excited for. But try to keep this week just focused on the goal and the intention of the event. And then we'll get into the little fun details later down the road.
And probably the who also. So definitely. The why, right? You know, the purpose of it. And then decide on your invite list. Start working on the invitations. That's what you want to do. You don't have to finish those yet because you might even send out a save the date type thing. Like if you know who you're going to ask, send out a save the date just to see if they're available. And then next week we'll also talk about, you know, how much or how little to put on the invitations. And so have ready who you're going to invite, thought about the invitations, a thought about the different details of the party, and then we'll go over each of those details next time, which will be in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, guys. Get to
work. All right, friends. Get to work.